Earlier this summer, 161 high school seniors from across the country were selected as U.S. presidential scholars. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early spoke with one of the two Alaskans to receive the award about what it's like to win one of the nation's most prestigious academic honors.
Since starting high school at Diamond High in Anchorage, Michaela Mazey says she's always wanted to be involved in lots of school activities. On top of getting excellent grades, she's been a varsity athlete in three different sports and a member of Key Club, a school volunteer group. But Macy says the most rewarding experiences came from being elected class president her senior year. Macy says student government is what caused her to meet a broad cross-section of her peers, and by the time she was getting her diploma, it had paid off.
When I got there, I heard a lot of people say, "I've not seen any of these people before," There's a lot of people here I've never even seen before, and we've gone to school together for the last 4 years, and I didn't have that feeling.
Her academic and extracurricular prowess caught the attention of the Department of Education, and she was nominated for the Presidential Scholar Award. Following a lengthy application process, Macy had to wait to see if she was selected. While Macy was okay waiting patiently for the results, her mom was a little more anxious.
So she went online and Googled them and realized that the list for that year had been released, so she sent me a picture of it and just was excited and saying, "Michaela, you made it, this happened." And so that was how I found out. It was actually from a text from my mom before I heard from them later that day.
Macy and one of her teachers went down to Washington, D.C. to receive the award. Though it doesn't come with any sort of monetary award, she received a medallion and took a photo with First Lady Melania Trump in the White House. As she was touring the Capitol, Macy also met another public figure, though this time it was by accident. Macy says she may have been the only scholar to have bumped into Vice President Mike Pence.
And he was really friendly. He congratulated me, and I don't know, I felt like even though he only spoke to me for a minute or so, it was like a very personal interaction. It wasn't he didn't separate himself from the situation, and he was genuinely interested in it. So I felt really special and just kind of in shock after he left.
Macy will be attending Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah this fall, where she hopes to pursue a career as an orthodontist, although she says nothing is set in stone. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.